Back in 1942, the Nazis occupied Holland. And soon after the occupation, the Roman Catholic bishops of Holland in July of that year had a pastoral letter read in every church where they decried the final solution, where the Nazis were going to find every Jew in Europe, 11 million of them, and have them exterminated. So clear was the bishop's decree and declaration that the Nazis responded immediately. And what they decided to do was to round up the over 700 people who were in Holland who had been born Jewish but had become Roman Catholic. Of these 700 people, one of them was Edith Stein and her sister Rosa, who on the 2nd of August in that year of 1942 was taken from the Carmel, where she was living in Echt, and on the 9th of August of that year, she died at Auschwitz. Now, why do I begin with this story? Because it is a clear modern example of what we see in today's gospel, that those who represent Jesus Christ are called to be the conscience and the voice of the church. And in 1942, the Catholic bishops of Holland clearly understood that their vocation was in line with the vocation of John the Baptist, knowing that there could be immediate and terrible repercussions because of their decision. Today, as we think of the voice of the one who I say is calling in the wilderness, that is the voice of John the Baptist, we need to see in his example something that is of fundamental importance. The first articulated in our reading from the prophet Jeremiah, something John knew is that he was called by God to be the forerunner of Christ, that he was to prepare the way of the Lord. And as such, he was to be a man who, in the words of that first reading, was to be a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall against the whole land. What a tragic figure is Herod. Herod, who is the king of Galilee. Herod, who sees in John a man who is indeed a holy man. He is a good man. And at some level, Herod wants to be able to listen to John the Baptist. But the problem with Herod is that his conscience is hardened. And although he sees the one who is good, and indeed he knows what is the right thing to do, in the end, he chooses not to listen to the voice of the one who is crying in the wilderness. That is the voice of John the Baptist. But he listens to one who is like the Nazis. He listens to Herodias, whose heart is completely hardened. And as St. Mark tells us, she held a grudge against John. That she had a calculated way in which she wanted not only to respond to him, but to eradicate him. Now, with all this in mind, listen again to the last verse of today's reading from Jeremiah. They will fight against you, but they will not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. But John wasn't delivered, was he? In the end, he had his head chopped off. In the end, was Jesus delivered? He was crucified on the cross. But there's something Jeremiah understood, there's something that John understood, and something, of course, our Lord Jesus fully understands, that God's deliverance does not look like worldly deliverance. That what was John delivered from? He was delivered from the lie and the machinations of a world that is just so contrary to Christ and his ways. He was delivered from a way of living a self-serving life to give himself totally to Christ and to his mission. And indeed, Jeremiah himself was taken into exile in Egypt, where he died, and the city of Jerusalem was left in ruins. But the deliverance of God is a deliverance of integrity. The deliverance of God is the deliverance that allows people to say that even in the midst, in spite of great evil in the world, I will stand as this pillar, and nothing will undermine my conscience from doing the right thing and from growing in holiness. In our collect for today, we prayed the following. O God, who willed that St. John the Baptist should go ahead of your son, both in his birth and in his death, grant that as he died a martyr for truth and justice, we too might fight hard for the confession that you teach. The Catholic Church, as was represented by the bishops of Holland in 1942, is called to continue in the profession of John the Baptist. And it's true today as well. In a world that has such a different definition of marriage, in a world that says gender is fluid and whatever we want it to be, in a world where abortions in Canada are over 60,000 a year, in a world where euthanasia is becoming more and more the norm, the Catholic Church is called to be the voice calling in the wilderness. But let me end with this thought. The only way this voice can be a voice of integrity and a voice that is in continuity with John is when we cultivate in our lives holiness and godliness. When we allow for our individual consciences and the corporate conscience of the church to be transformed by Christ. And indeed, this is so necessary in our day, in light of the full effect of the sex abuse scandal and all that the church has done that is so contrary to the will and character of Christ. It begins with our deeper conversion and praying that in turn, we will be able to be the voice that is a voice of integrity, like the bishops of Holland, like St. John the Baptist. And with that, be willing to suffer for the name of Jesus Christ.